This is Dr. Kevin Elko with a Thursday night pep talk. Trust. Hebrews 11:30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed for 7 days. Judges 7:16, and Gideon divided the men into three groups of 100, and each were given a trumpet, a jar, and a torch, and said, attack the enemy. These two stories are amazing. For 7 days, they walked around the walls of Jericho, just yelling at the walls. That's what they were told to do. That was their tools. Do you trust your tools? And the walls came tumbling down. And all Gideon did was give them a trumpet and a jar and a torch. They blew their bugle and hit the jar with their torch, confused the enemy. They attacked each other. But they trust. It is probably the number one reason why people lose at this time of the year. They don't completely trust their coaching, not to the point that they do it completely. They don't trust the other ball players. They jump in his gap thinking that he didn't get in his gap, and the ball comes in the gap you were supposed to be in. They don't trust their body or their training. So they start to try to think their way through a game as opposed to letting their body just do it. This man was on a high wire with a bicycle going across the falls, and he went all the way over and came back. And everybody, yay. He said, now who wants to go with me? Everybody's like, boo. So grab a little boy and put him on the bike, and they're screaming, you're going to kill him. What are you doing? So he rode the bike, the boy over, and brought the boy back, and he said, that's my son. Trust. See, I'm not telling you to trust everyone. You have to verify. Ronald Reagan said, trust everyone, but cut the cards. But now you're in a ball game. Now we're in the heat of battle. So Abraham Lincoln said it best, it's better to trust all the time, and you will sometimes be disappointed, than to trust none of the time, never. And you will be miserable, and your life won't work. I have to learn how to trust. Now, many of us are from broken homes. Many of us have disappointments in relationships. We have been hurt. You still have to come back and make trust a decision. I can't tell you how many times I've been with teams that have lost, and when I've got in there, they go, I didn't completely trust what my coach told me. Not to the point, you don't have to tell me you trust. Let me look at you on film and see if you really trusted what I told you. I didn't trust my body. I started to think as opposed to just let it happen. I'm at the University of Miami. We are playing Ohio State in the national championship. Todd Seaford, our field goal kicker, had to nail a field goal to put us into overtime. Trust the coach of Ohio State calls timeout. Larry Coker, the coach of Miami, puts this Seaford in my face. I'm standing on national TV going, trust, trust, trust. Referee blows his whistle. Trust will call another timeout. Trust. Trust your body. Trust your leg. Trust your training. Kick the field goal. We're in overtime. And at Miami, the head coach of Army was fired and came back to be our offensive coordinator at Miami. And I said to him, this was during Desert Storm, what did you learn at Army? He said, watching the cadets go off to war, they were so calm. And I asked him, how can you be calm? They said, we trust our training. We rely on it. Do you? Do you really trust your training? I can't hear what you're saying because what you're doing speaks so loudly. Can I see you on film? Do you just let your body play? Do you do exactly what you were told to do? Do you really trust? Do you trust your teammates? And if somebody trusts you, you have to do the things to hold that accountability. I'm at the Buffalo Bills, and the owner, Ralph Wilson, wants them to draft a field goal kicker. He does not have trust because one of his previous field goal kickers, Norwood, blew a field goal in the Super Bowl. So he's carrying, like we do, ghosts. So he wants a new field goal kicker. They don't want to draft a field goal kicker. So they draft someone else. The owner of the team walks out. He's all yelling. So they pull me aside. I said, you better make sure Ryan Lindell, now this is 9 years ago, he is still kicking. I want to tell you what I did. You better make sure he can kick. So I said, Ryan, I want you to come over here. I want you to just learn how to trust your leg. Trust your body. Quit thinking through the ball. Every time Ryan Lindell goes to kick a ball now, and he's had many a big wins, I believe he's been a Pro Bowl kicker a number of times. He's still up there 8-9 years later. He says to himself, he whispers the whole time he's over the ball, trust, trust, trust. He kicks like he trusts. Do you react like you trust? Do you play like you trust? Do you trust your teammates? I want you to keep on saying to yourself this week, trust. I trust. I'm going to play like I trust. I'm going to let my body go like I trust it. I trust my training. No thinking, just trusting. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with Thursday Night Pep Talk. Learn how and decide to trust.